The Cal Poly Humboldt campus remains closed following Tuesday's police raid on the pro-Palestinian solidarity encampment that had occupied the university for just over a week. A significant law enforcement presence continues on campus. As previously reported, 32 individuals were arrested, including 13 students and one faculty member. All have since been released. The university's public relations office stated that law and order has been restored to the campus. However, the strict closure will remain in effect until May 10th, requiring faculty and students to have escorts while on campus. The local chapter of the California Faculty Association has been extremely critical of the administration's response. Last week, they passed a vote of no confidence in Cal Poly Humboldt President Tom Jackson. And earlier this week, they issued a statement supporting the arrested students and presented their own series of demands, including removing the barriers to campus access. For more details, we spoke with Aaron Donaldson, a communications lecturer at Cal Poly Humboldt and the secretary of the CFA.
Yeah, so we had a meeting this morning where we invited the faculty to come and just check in with us and tell us where they are, how they're feeling, what do they need, how they've weathered the storm, so to speak. We got an email this morning from the university. It was signed by President Jackson, Provost Capps, the Vice President for Administrative Affairs. And this email is basically trying to put this all behind us. It's saying that we have to come to terms with the recent events on campus. And it's saying that we have to recognize the emotional impact that it's taken on all of us. And generally, the takeaway from our meeting with the faculty this morning is that we feel like we're being talked to and not with. They are basically telling us that things are like that order has been restored on campus, but none of us can access campus, and they won't give us a clear date as to why. And not just Siemens Hall. We're talking about the entire Cal Poly Humboldt campus has been on a hard closure. And we have had faculty who have been trying to get on campus and meeting with just extended delays. These are people that have research that they're trying to complete on a deadline. These are graduate students that have research they have to complete in order to finish their degree. We also have people who have gotten like lanyards so that they could go on campus because they have very specific roles, and I'll be kind of vague in order to protect their anonymity. But even with those lanyards, they have been confronted by campus security and by police. It's like the entire campus has been turned into a crime scene.
The campus has also issued an alert to local media, stating that they need authorization before gaining access to the campus. Freelance journalist and Cal Poly alum John Harper criticized this as illegal. Donaldson explained that faculty who have worked on the campus for years are being treated like criminals.
So we have been told that we can email the IT department and set an appointment. And when we send that email, we have to send our phone number. We have to say the time that we want to be there. We have to tell them what our office number is. And then they are supposed to get back to us. And I have an appointment tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning where I have to meet at the parking kiosk so that I can have an escort that will take me up to Founders Hall, which is quite a ways away from everything that was happening. And apparently they're going to stand there. They're supposed to be with me the whole time that I'm on campus. They won't leave me alone. I've worked on this campus for almost a decade now, and this is the first time I've ever had to be under escort. They won't tell us why. We are literally left scrambling for rumors to figure out why the entire campus has been locked down. We have heard someone say that someone told them that they are just following the orders of the police, that they are trying to secure their insurance claim. None of this explains why the media can't go. That is very alarming for us that we cannot, you know, when we have archivists, campus archivists who wanted to like archive what happened and what took place, and they've obviously taken everything down, thrown everything away. There's a huge divide. I feel like I've been saying it on the KMUD airwaves a lot lately. There's a huge divide between, in particular, the president's office and the rest of the faculty. It is shocking to us that the chair of the Faculty Rights Committee for the union has only just now met with administration. Like today was the first time they have met.
KBUD News has requested multiple interviews and comments from Cal Poly Humboldt public information specialists. Despite being told that if we submit our questions in advance, they would be answered in a pre-recorded message, this has yet to occur. Nevertheless, KBUD News has applied for a special press pass to access the campus following Tuesday night's raid. We will continue to share updates. And we asked Donaldson, what comes next?
We're really unsure, and I think that uncertainty is leading to a lot of frustration. And one of the things that has become very clear to us is that they're kind of just making this up as they go. They didn't have any policy for what happens when they have to, you know, when they decide to lock down the entire campus because of a nonviolent protest. There's no policy for that. They've threatened like 70 students with suspension just by using their Wi-Fi location, which is not allowed in the court, but is allowed for a campus university. But they've been capturing students who like showed up to just for the teach-in. That was like the only reason they went, was just for the teach-in, or they were going across campus to get groceries. Like, they're literally making things up as they go, and the rest of us are just sitting here waiting for fake emails that show up in the morning. And on the one hand, try to say that they support us and that they encourage us in this difficult time to deal with what's going on. But on the other hand, offer absolutely zero information and come with zero collaboration. That's really the key. As a communication professor, there's a big difference between talking to someone or at someone and talking with someone. And there's no back and forth here at all, which makes it impossible for us to plan anything. Well, the public needs to know that the Cal Poly Humboldt has basically been turned into a crime scene, and that the faculty can't get on campus without being escorted, the media cannot get on campus at all, and there is absolutely zero justification for this. And that should be really, really alarming. We're worried about our students. We're worried about our colleagues. We are burnt out. We are trying to get to the end of finals, and it is really alarming how quickly they pivoted to like criminalizing the faculty, cutting everyone out of the equation. If there's something that the public needs to know, is that the current administration at Cal Poly Humboldt is just willing to go on lockdown.